Desecrator and Intro Fronty, and I am so sorry for the technical screw-ups I had earlier, which is why this show is starting 30 minutes late. Apparently I turned on the encoder, but it just crashed or something. But anyway, I'm live now, and this is yet another Hour of Power with yours truly, T101. And the basis of the show is, as always, that I have a hour's worth of music which I'm going to play to you and just to you there in the internet land. And I'm gonna talk you through those songs as well. Obviously, the first song was Desecrator Intro Fronty, and it just suited as the excellent get-to-go things kind of stylish song because of the title. And that was by the Swedish artist Desecrator, obviously, and it was a mod, and it was only 21 kilobytes, so very, very tiny there, very, very old school as well. And now that I'm starting to get all these things working in here, it's time to continue with the playlists, and next up we have Overpower. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Gargai, Rude Munchaws, and before that we had Overpower, Best Way of Defense. That certainly some of you were pleased as I was looking at the IRC and I got some of those fancy little triggers there. So excellent, and once again I'm sorry for starting a little late for the software, hardware, screw-ups, whatever, but now we are here and we are on. So, the first song, Overpower, Best Way of Defense, a Norwegian band, and the song was released in 2010. I was unable to find very much information on that, but I heard it on SceneSat, and I seem to recall that it was on some of the, actually the first Sounds of SceneSat, but I may be mistaken, as it tends to happen every now and then. But anyway, an excellent song by a Norwegian group. And after that, obviously, there was the Gargai, Rude Munchaws. Gargai, very good friend of mine, very much greetings to there. And that was his executable music entry from Soloskogen 2010. And it actually went on and won the competition at hand. And something to be said about that song also is that it's only 16 kilobytes, which is small. It's Garga, you have a small entry track music. Excellent. So moving right along, and as I seem to spoil a little, there is Yes Truck, there is UPCM coming, and it's actually coming right up. So without further ado, this is Celsius, KS, and DK9, also known as UPCM, and this is the UPCM theme. Enjoy.
UPCM, we're bringing it down, we're tearing it up. This is how we gon' do.
Yeah.
This is the Celsius KS DK9 for UPCM recordings. We're gonna do this now.
From the sounds of the flames of the burning hell.
Say what? From yourself in the flames of the burning hell.
KS DK9.
Say what now?
From the Celsius.
That was the UPCM theme by UPCM, of course, an obvious truck pleaser right there. And I tried to look something up for the UPCM as well. I was unable to find anything. All I found that song was actually released in 2001, and that is it. So yeah, so there you go, there you have it. And now I got two songs lined up for some Norwegian power. I had a really tough time trying to make this playlist to have it have at least some sense of like continuance or whatever, in lack of a better word. So I just kind of run it up with kind of styles, and these two kind of fit together. And after that, it's gonna be a bit more massive, a bit more slow. Then we'll have a real actual S3M there, and then some more massiveness, and then we move on to the guitar slinging side of the playlist. As always, towards the end, the guitars are getting a bit more dominant. So, anyway. Now, why am I trying to wrap up the show right now? It's not the time, not the place either. So I have two songs coming up right now from Norway. And it starts with a little bit of Cactusen.
There's something special about this place. After 12 months in the jungle, we have learned to adapt to the environment. But there's something in the water, in the trees, that makes us see what nature sees, to feel what nature feels. It makes us feel alive, 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 alive.
Kings, anytime, anywhere. Listen this. Hey. They my boss and Pelico. Say them badder than Pacino. But we rougher than Rambo. We're the original commando. Hey. Out the street upon the stage show. We run things and we stay so. No Fred Pancho, no gringo. So now for them we'll have to lay low. Soldier, G.I. Joe, we put them on pause and go slow. Yo, check the flow, they got to know. Straight from Nairobi to Oslo. Hey, yo, 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 yo. Come together, my youth, and listen what me tell you. You know about them thing them tell you. You know make your head swell you. Blood of the jungle, your survival has the most value. Them like a predator before them see you, never them smell you. Go time and again, we tell them that it's the jungle's man them. So they go on the deaf and blind, now listen when the bad man won them. We never do what they think, we better than bad, so run, go call them.
Number.
And that was Cactuson featuring Ross Stevens and Commando, and afterwards was Gloom with Easter Guardians. And obviously the Gloom track was featured in the Easter Guardians intro for the Easter Guardians, and there's actually a little fun fact there to go along with the Gloom's track. You may have noticed that there were some vocal samples on the beginning and the end, and it has come to my attention that that was actually Kuzma and Menace dragging a half-drunk, half-sleeping Arcane through the hallway at the Gathering 2003. So, I know at least that I will have to listen to that track again. Try and catch the action, and the video is actually at Slangpong, so you might want to go there and to search for that as well. Okay, so thus conclude of the dubstep portion, thank God. And from now on, it's gonna get a bit more thick and a lot more layers, especially on the next two tracks I have here lined up. And I'm actually glad to see that Kayomi is decided to listen to my live show instead of the listening to the Roadie show on Relive, which you absolutely need to do. You need to go to Relive and listen to the Remixer of the Year Awards show on Relive. I know I did just the on Monday. Mondays suck. Mondays are the worst day of the week, but mine was quite excellent because I was able to take my Android and drive in my car and do my job and listen to the Relive using the applet for the Relive, and it was just awesome to be able to listen it on the go. And I forget who did the applet, but whoever it's an excellent applet. You need to be I need to raise my hat for you, sir. And you should, if you have an Android phone with 3G or other means of internet, you should go to the market and download the applet so you can listen to Relive everywhere you go. It's just an excellent thing. So, moving on with the music. Two tracks coming up, and kind of thick, kind of a lot of layers. And the first one is a friend of mine, Little Bitcher, and without further ado, here we go with four themes and a master plan.
Yeah.
That was Little Bitcher, Four Themes and a Master Plan. And it was asked on the channel, so it got answered on the channel. But the demo was a significant deformation near the cranium by Coolers. Who else? Little Bitcher being the head honcho musician at Coolers and the go-to guy when Curly Brace wants some music. And after that, obviously a track that gets played quite a lot here at Scene Sad, but I still felt that I owe it to play it on my show as well. It's just one of those things that I need to get out of my system, so there you go. That was obviously N-Trax, The Tunnel, Sea Storm Remix. And I had a few facts to figure out about those. First off, we go to the Little Bitcher song, which obviously the demo, again, with the quite easy name, A Significant Deformation Near the Cranium by Coolers, placed 6 at Assembly 2003. And that's it. And then we go to the N-Trax, The Tunnel, Sea Storm Remix song, and I read about the song, and the Sea Storm was kind of like, was very humble when he told about this song in so few words, but he actually said that he drew inspiration. Obviously it's a remix from an older song, but this this remix was released in 2007, and he said that he drew inspiration from Donkey Kong, and that's not something you drew a lot of inspiration from, I think. But listening to the lead melodies of that kind of rings true to me. For the life of me, I cannot remember the music on Donkey Kong. The only Donkey Kong I had was one of those little Nintendo handheld devices that opens like a book, and then you play it. It has one button and the crosshair, and you just try to get to Donkey Kong, jumping up over the barrels and stuff. And it's been like ages, and I'm kind of sad that I threw those things away. Actually, they could be worth quite a lot of money these days. Everyone remembers those. I'm sure a lot of you people even had those. Okay, so that's that then, and we move on. Now we have something that I've been playing quite a lot on my past shows, Skaven. And I think he's been included in all my shows, but there's a good fundamental reason why I tend to play Skaven, because listening to Skaven stuff in the early 90s, listening to that is what got me into the demo scene and got me into making music with Trackers in the first place. So he's kind of a mentor to me, which is now obviously songs are very close to my heart, so I tend to play them a lot, at least the classic ones. And it was kind of weird at alternative party last autumn. I think it was in October. So in the music compo there was an entry by Skaven, and a friend of mine who was organizing the compos came to me that there's a Skaven track here, and felt kind of weird going against your kind of so-called mentor or whatever. And it was and I actually got to meet Skaven for the first time at the bar at the alternative party. And it was, he was a very nice guy. He was a very humble guy, and it was nice to have a chat with him after all these years and such. And so, very much greetings to Skaven there as well. His song, unfortunately, got disqualified from the compo because it had been released before. So we never saw the showdown between the mentor and the mentee. I don't think that's right. So anyway, I'm gonna play the song right now. This is Skaven, War in the Middle Earth Remix. and their fates away, Skaven and his crunchy guitars and crunchy orchestra brasses. Skaven, War in the Middle Earth remix. He remixed his own song, and I still think that even though the original is good, I think that the remix is better. has more sound, more character into it. It's a indeed very good song. One of the biggest songs by Skaven, in my opinion. And before, I was talking about the ReLive application for Androids. I was correct there that it is not available at the market just of yet, but it will be in the future. And the applet is made by Flo, our very own Flo. So I just had to correct that. Once it will go online and it will be on the App Store, then you need to go and get that, because it's a very good piece of it's the only app you need on your Android. It's the killer app. It has SceneSat in it. And as I said before, it was just awesome to be in the car and listen to ReLive in my car. So we move on to the next track, and this is actually an occasion, because the next song is a new song by an artist very, very familiar to us. It was released on SoundCloud a couple of days ago, or maybe a week ago, but this is the premiere it gets on SceneSat. I contacted the artist in question and asked for permission, and the permission was given to SceneSat to play this song. And this song will also be a part of something that will be happening this Easter-ish. And, you will just have to wait a little further to see where it goes, but some of you may guess it already. So, without further ado, I'm just going to play the track. This is a track by an artist by the name Romeo Knigget, or Romeo Knight, if you haven't been too observant in scenes at. And this is a remix of a classic tune by Yugi of Complex, and this is obviously Dope / Onward Ride. And here we go with a SceneSat premiere. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And there was the scene set premiere of Romeo Knick with Dope Onward Ride, and that was an awesome track. I'm lucky enough to follow Romeo Knight on SoundCloud, so I got the track. I got aware of that track when it came to my feed, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh God, I got to get to play this on the Hour of Power. So I was bold enough to contact him on my own, and glad I did. And he gave the permission to play it on my show, and Sepoid was kind enough to provide me with the MP3 file so I can actually play it. So there you go. Excellent remix by Romeo Knicket. And it will obviously have something to do with Easter, but more about that when Easter comes more close. Moving along with some guitars. And as always on my show, this is my track. It's my show, it's my track. This is Xnitzy and Xnutzy from Kindergarten 2011. It was a song that Bob asked me to do, because Xnitzy and Xnutzy were obviously hosting the Kindergarten. And Bob came to me and he wanted me to do a track for that. So I was a little in the woods as to what I was supposed to do, so I just went ahead and did a track where I kind of remixed the classic Xnitzy and Xnutzy soundtrack. And I think it went pretty well, and it actually got played a lot, this track. This actually became the theme song for the Kindergarten, which got played before every combo. Enough talking about myself. So here we go, T101, Xnitzy and Xnutzy, Kindergarten 2011. And that was myself, actually, with the Knutzy and Knutzy Kindergarten 2011. And yes, that was me screaming there. And that was fun track. Moving along, I was almost about to play this track back to back with my track, but I felt I owed it to the actual artist to actually introduce this track, because it's none other than Teague. And I finally found the website of Teague and all his stuff, and I've been listening to his stuff for a couple of weeks now, and I found some of my very good favorites here, and this is gonna be one of them. And I'm going to play two tracks back to back here, because because I can't. And there's nothing you can do about that. So here we go with Teague, and another track after that, which is not Teague. Here we go.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Teague with The Other Me. And I'm pretty confident I'll be playing a lot of more Teague on the following shows. Oh, gives me the chills. Okay, and actually I was supposed to say something about that track. It was from Teague's album, and first of all, I'm not sure if it's supposed to be pronounced Teague, because it's pronounced Degwe in Finnish, but Teague works just as fine. Anyway, that was from his album Past Oppression, which was released in 2002. And there was also a limited edition called Alternative Oppression, and he had 23 signed copies, which sold out, non-surprisingly. But you need to wander around in the internet to find his website, which is old school, to say the least. But it's fully functional, and it has all his albums, all his tracks. So if you want to find more, you just need to go search Google for Teague. And as Vexe was hoping for a grinding guitar track, test if his connection is still making distortion or distraction or interference or whatever. Well, Vexe, this one is for you. This is a Russian artist called Darkman007, and I played him on my first show, and then I kind of forgot about him, but now he's back. This is a track called Don't Be a Slave from his new album from last year, actually, 2011. So some grinding guitars and very, very kind of thick sounds, just the way I like them, just like Mom used to make. So, here you go, Darkman007, Don't Be a Slave. And yes, oh, I almost missed that interlude there. That was Darkman 007 with Don't Be a Slave. And it was obviously taken from his latest album, Power of Consciousness. Russian musician, not active in the demo scene, I think, but his songs are public domain, so, and they're excellent, excellent songs. So I shall play them for you. And after Darkman, there was of course X-Forms with Arctic Circles song from 2009, Swedish duo, and that was a remix out of Danes' CS64 tune, which I was not aware of until tonight. And that was taken, that remix was taken from Sounds of Sinsaf Volume 1. So if you want that one, then you need to download Sounds of Sinsaf Volume 1. And while you're at it, you might as well download Sounds of Sinsaf Volume 2 as well. Because excellent, 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 excellent music is involved. And it has come to time for the last song of tonight, I'm afraid. It's very hard to find these tracks, and but the effort is ongoing, and I shall try to look for these tracks and try to get them to be played to you and only to you. But for the future, I can tell you that the there will be another Hour of Power, and I already have 8 tracks selected for that one, so a couple of more tracks and I'm all good to go. And I promise, because I promise to do it before Easter. I know this show is very, very irregular, but it just depends on how I can get my hands on the tracks I want to play, because I want to play a good playlist, and I'm not willing to compromise. So if I'm missing 2 good tracks, then I'd rather postpone the show than to bust my wad, so to speak. So anyway, expect that before the Easter, and keep watching the Sinsaf website, and if you're on IRC, keep watching #Sinsaf at FNet. And you will be always aware of the latest things going on here at Sinsaf Radio. And as for the future of Sinsaf, we have a couple of demo parties coming up and a couple of transmissions as well, so I might as well buff those while I'm at it. There's obviously the Datastorm demo party happening in roughly 2 weeks. One and four sevenths of a week. The week after next Friday. The weekend after next Friday is when Datastorm is happening, and rumors have it that Sinsaf will be broadcasting live. And you obviously should be there for that. You obviously should be at the demo party. Now I do realize that it's a small party. It's only gonna have like 100 people, and you need to be booked beforehand to enter there. But if you are one of the unlucky ones who cannot come to the actual party place, then the place to go is Sinsaf.com and listen to the stream. And right after the Datastorm, there's of course Valentine's Day on the 14th. It's gonna be a Tuesday. And on Valentine's Day, I hear our very own Arrogant Bastards are going to be making a show about the Valentine's Day happenings. And knowing the Arrogant Bastards, it's going to be interesting. I, for one, am definitely going to listen to that one. Hear them rant and then almost play a track and rant some more. Then they'll going to play the track, and they're obviously going to talk about beer as well. After that, I'm not pretty sure. I think after the Valentine's Day, we are all going to set our sights for Easter, and everyone knows the place to be on Easter. Well, that actually depends. If you happen to be born in Norway, then you're probably going to attend the the gathering, obviously, the Norwegian demo party, which I've heard very, very good things, and in the future I plan to attend. But for now, my eyes, as well as Trucks and Zipoid's eyes, are concentrated on Saarbrücken in Germany. Of course, the Revision demo party. 3 days of, actually 4 days of frills and chills and a lot of friends. Actually, I should look up what is the latest number of registered attendees at Revision. It's quite high, and the number keeps on rising, but you shouldn't be alarmed. There's plenty of space. There's actually 335 people registered right now to the Revision demo party. And if you plan to come to Germany on Easter, well, then go to revision-party.net and register. And come there and see the Germans and some Poles and, of course, the crazy Finns. And watch some excellent entries there from all compos. And obviously, there will also be Meaty's quiz, the sundown or sunrise quiz, as moderated by Meaty of Approximate. And I remember the quiz from the last breakpoint of 2010. It was just LMAO. That's all I can say. You can go to the last breakpoint site and download the video and check for yourself. Actually, it's quite good fun. So I'm quite lost for words. I've spat out all I want to spit on this transmission, and thus I conclude this edition of The Hour of Power with T101. I have one more track to play, and with that I bid you adieu, and I sign off and try to make a clean exit this time. And I hope to catch you guys again on Scenesats and at demo parties. And I think I've said "and" about 28 times, which is about 27 times too much. So this is a good time to wish you a pleasant evening. This is T101 signing off. The last track, Human Simulation and Hunting for a Dream. Enjoy.
Thinking that I have